Hey, this is Bipolar J with episode 27 or 28. And the title of the episode is Cathartic Experience. So I just had a conversation with my ex, fiance. So it was quite cathartic. I cried basically a lot. And for me, that's good because, like, I've been hopped up on these meds. It makes me feel like I can't emote properly. And so, to give you some sort of context, my ex and I, well, my ex had a pretty good job in Toronto, and I had a pretty good job in Toronto. But then she gave up her job to move with me all the way to the other side of the world so that I can pursue my dream of getting out of my comfort zone and traveling. So she did that. And when I was in Australia is when I was first diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And again, she took me to the psychiatrist there. I think it was a psychiatrist, or maybe it would have been a psychotherapist that we went to first, because I was driving erratically coming back from a vacation. But in my mind at the time, and also I wasn't sleeping, because sleep is so important. But in my mind at the time, I thought I was in a flow state or whatever. Anyways, and I was. Regardless of the reason why I was driving erratically in Australia, I brought her to a psychotherapist. I paid for the psychotherapist, and then we all sat down in the room together. She and I left the room because I was irritable and basically took a walk outside, and then she sat with the psychotherapist by herself. When they came out of the session, she took me to the hospital, and at the hospital they triaged me and admitted me right away. And the way they admitted me was fucked up, man. The way they admitted me, they came in. So I was in the triage, in the little room. They came in with some meds. They're like, "Hey, take this med. You'll be okay. You can go fishing." Because that's what I was saying to everybody. I was like, "Look, I'm fine. Just take me fishing and I'll be okay." So I came to the hospital. They gave me some pills. And because of my background, of my upbringing, I was always told, like, pills are not good for you. You shouldn't take pills for anything, especially mental illness. So they came in with some pills, and I kind of pushed them away because I was scared. And my ex was outside of the room with them. And then they came back with some more pills, and I was even more scared. So I pushed them away, and then I smashed my headphones on the walls. And that's when they came in with a security guard, and they strapped me down, and they inject me with something. So I was knocked out for 24 hours. And when I came to, I was in the psychiatric ward inside the hospital, and I was in isolation actually. So I must have gone through a couple of cycles of just waking up and going back to sleep. Basically, in the isolation section, you're inside this room, and you're inside this room, and there's nothing in the room except a mattress. And you don't even have your belt because they're afraid what you're going to do with your belt. You have a little tiny window that you can see outside of. The first couple of cycles when I woke up, I didn't even notice that. I was so out of my mind. I don't know if it was because of the drugs or just because of the condition that I thought I was in an escape room. So I was like, okay, gotta find an exit, gotta find an exit. Find the clue, how to escape, how to escape. And then finally, I realized I was just in the psychiatric ward, and I just broke down crying. And I knocked on the door. I said, "Hey, I'm okay." and they brought me outside of the psychiatric of the isolation unit. Once they brought me outside of the isolation unit, I was in the high intensity unit, which doesn't have that much stimulation. And they were kind of explaining to me how everything worked. I was kind of half paying attention. And then I called my ex and I was screaming at her because I blamed her for bringing me into the hospital. But in retrospect, I think I needed it at that time. So once I was outside of the isolation unit, I went into the high intensity unit and started calling my ex. I started doing Muay Thai and just fucking making myself seem as tough as possible. Because in my mind, the way my mind worked is I was looking at all these fucking crazy people in the psych ward, and based on like my upbringing of like watching movies and all the things associated, I was like, I need to protect myself. I need to show these people that like I can defend myself if need be. Because there's people like zonked out walking around. There's people like shouting, and just it's not a good environment to be in, you know? It's scary. So that's what I did. But what I didn't know was that the nurses were watching and they thought I was schizophrenic. Probably that's what they thought. And so they gave me schizophrenic medication to calm me down. And it did calm me down, except that it made me like zonked out. And like, so now I'm just walking around like a zombie. I got like weeks of memory missing, chunks of memory just missing from my mind, from my database, as I'm trying to retrieve it in present moment as I'm speaking to you right now. And so that's what happened, and I'm quite angry about that, but it's in the past now. Anyways, all that is to say that my ex and I, we had a pretty good relationship in Australia. Even though, like, she had to take me to the hospital, she came to visit me, like, almost every day. And they were giving me passes to leave the hospital. So they gave me 2 hours pass at first, then 4 hours, then 8 hours. I was almost about to go outside and just be released totally. And then my mother came over from Canada and she totally fucked everything up. And that's the way I thought it. Because she came in and she was like, "Stop taking these drugs. You don't have any of this condition." And then I started kind of believing her. I was like, maybe I don't have any of this condition. See, this is where, oh man, I don't really know, man. Do I have bipolar disorder? I have no fucking idea anymore. I've seen fucking six psychiatrists now, and six of them have all said I have bipolar disorder. But my mind is fully functioning even during my mood swings. And I'm fully aware of what's cognizant of what's going on. And I feel like I understand the condition, even if I do have it really well right now. I just, the drugs, do they make me feel better or worse? I don't really know. I still don't really fucking know. All I can do, the best I can do, is do A/B testing. But I can't do A/B testing on drugs unless the doctor has said okay. So now it's me convincing a doctor to let me do A/B testing on myself. Anyways, so today we had a conversation, me and my ex. And basically, she made it abundantly clear she doesn't want to talk to me anymore. But this is my level today. I can only accept so much. I still have her phone number, so there's still a way for me to contact her. Maybe I should just delete her phone number from my phone. Have to think about that one. Right, that's the end of this episode.